about this level come through on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, etc. Got some great tunes actually lined up.
Excellent.
I've brought in some Amy Mann, some Neil Young. I'm playing my favourite Clash track. What have you got for us, Steve?
I got a Dynamite hip-hop tune by The Roots, which I think you'll enjoy.
Love it.
Got a little bit of Joni Mitchell, maybe swing that on later.
Oh, excellent. I nearly brought in some Joni Mitchell. It's a good job I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't have made any difference.
No, we would have probably played yours and I'd have been
fine.
Told to...
Go away. Carl, what have you got lined up for us as the producer?
Right, well, Rockbusters.
Been off this week again.
Has he?
Yeah.
Another week off.
No, I didn't have a full week off. I had 3 days off because I was working all over Christmas.
Yeah.
And still didn't stop working, preparing stuff. You've got a nice load of prizes there that I've sorted out. I had to come in especially to sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
Rockbusters.
Did you rifle through the drawers up at Capital Gold instead of Damien?
Yeah. Rockbusters, we're still doing that.
You're picking it up.
Yeah.
He's picking it up. Still doing that.
We've got that. Last week, we sort of changed educating Ricky a bit. Just a little
don't
bit.
Don't say we. I don't want to be incriminated, innit?
Well, we'll changed it in a sense that rather than giving you too much information about different things, it's hard to sort of keep it all in.
Yeah.
I'm giving you sort of information on one thing. So last
no, because some of your stuff was a little bit too intense. We my favourite story was there was a blind girl. She hit her head and got better, and I couldn't take all that in at once. Yeah. So you should really ration some of the education.
Wasn't last week
war related stories?
Yeah, it was war. Do you think of that then?
And it was three things. And it was the French battle. Going over the top was John's got a moustache, which you think was ambiguous because someone might have said that anyway.
Well, look, you've remembered it. So it's working. So we'll be doing that. And last week,
loads of French people have just gone to war. Who were listening to this?
Yeah.
You you said you wanted to learn some science this week.
So
the title this week for that is Acid. I would sort you some science out. Acid. Acid.
How long did that take you to call?
Listen, right, no. People love Carl. There's comedians come to me and go, "Carl's the funniest man." They absolutely love him, right? But I think we're only seeing half of it, right? Mm. If we can get him on television, his face then, when he told me that title, was like a child at Christmas.
Yeah.
He was so proud of it, he was excited what I was gonna, it was brilliant.
It's a bit like when a child's drawn a picture in art class, you've got to stick it on the fridge,
but you basically
think it's crap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very much like that.
Alright, Carl?
Is that good?
Yes.
So, we'll be doing that. Do we need him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have
you got another one?
Yeah, I've got another one. Looking at snails.
Snails. Because I know you're not a fan of snails, are you?
Well, after a bit of research, I found some good stuff out about they sleep for 13 years. Some of them.
Yeah.
And that. So we'll be looking into that later.
You tried that once.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We've got ritual.
Yeah.
Which is something that I tell Ricky about.
Yeah. Well, last week's was brilliant. It's good to have a flat head in India.
It's good to have a flat head in India.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
I'm gonna
play one of my favourite Smith tracks.
Can I just make a request? I'd quite like if you've got time to bring back just for 1 week only, White Van Carl.
Sure.
Because there's some quite interesting topics this week.
Oh, is there things happening in the world?
There's some things happening.
There is. There is a light that never goes out.
What?
Someone's left one of those little things in here. It's brilliant, isn't
it? Amazing. What are they called, those things?
I was thinking of being in the front row at a Morrissey concert and going, can I just play along? They are brilliant.
I don't know what kind of sound that is.
I don't know. It's only used for when Kenneth Williams sees someone undressing.
Yeah.
That's the only time that is used, that noise. That is brilliant.
But it's like it was specially created for the Carry On films.
Yeah, we need... I don't know what it is, but we need something when I walk in and see someone changing. Well, what about this? There is a light that never goes out by the Smiths. I phoned Carl up in the week, and I said, what are you doing? He went, well, even though it's one of my days off, I'm just doing some research on the web. Went, found anything and said, yeah, I'm doing science. And then he said, you can get wigs for dogs in Tokyo. That's his scientific fact. And I went, What do you mean? Dogs, if they need a wig? I said, if they need a wig, what, dogs going bald? And he went, like, this is fine to him, he went, it's a stressful city, Tokyo. The world's all right with Carl. He's always got an explanation. I've only ever seen him confused once, when, in Edinburgh, he looked out of his window one day and he saw a bloke putting a parking ticket on some rubbish.
Yeah.
And that genuinely confused him.
Yeah.
He couldn't work out, could you?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
And the woman breastfeeding her 8-year-old child, you didn't like, did you?
I don't like that. But, the what's the name? Animals with wigs. I kind of thought, after I put the phone down to you, kind of thought about it, thought, yeah, it's a bit daft, that.
Are you sure it's not the ageing pop group?
No.
The animals?
But when you think, have you ever seen, like, a bald pet?
No.
It's weird.
What do you mean?
Because my mum, we used to get through loads of cats because we lived there.
Oh, God, what do you mean?
No, we lived on, like, a main road.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
We used to get through a lot of them.
It was their risk.
You know, stop wasting money, you know, it's not...
Stop wasting money, not wasting cats!
Right, so, anyway, we had this cat that was ill all the time.
Mm.
And
it's just bag of news, probably.
Yeah, Malingra. Yeah, I'm terrified.
I'm going to witch house.
Vroom. Oh, God, bloody hell. Vroom.
Don't let me go to the Pilkington.
And it, for some reason, it kept being sick all the time.
Right? Yeah, that is news. That's definitely news.
So my mum kind of thought, oh, I've had enough of this, and she shaved it.
Whoa. Now, I know you're not vets in your family, but what correlation did your mum think there was between you being sick and shaving it?
Because it kept being sick, and it was a pain to wash, because it kept getting...
So she wanted a dry wipe cat.
So...
Why didn't you just varnish it? What?
So now
he's cold and sick.
No, but not all of it. She left sort of the back half, but sort of from its waist, sort of.
I love that shaving because it's sick on itself.
Yeah. And it was the weirdest looking thing. I mean, normally I like cats. I'm always like giving yours a stroke on the head and that.
Yeah.
But as soon as she did that, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Poor
can't touch it. And then.
So now it's sick, cold, and hated.
Yeah.
Carl.
It must have, I mean, the other cats must have been taking the mick out of it constantly. It's just making things worse. I'm hoping that it got run over and was put out of its misery.
No, I think it got alright, that one. Or is that the... Yeah, it did get run over.
Oh, God! Oh, dear.
How many cats do you say you've got through?
I'd say whilst I was living at home, I mean, it's still on the increase even though I'm not there. So, whilst I was there, probably 5.
God! And
were you upset each time, or you just got used to it?
It's one of them things, isn't it? Like I've said before, when you first see something, it's a bit of a shock. Do you know what I mean? It's like the Elephant Man or whatever.
Yeah.
First time you see him, it's that sort of, oh, look at that.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you saw Steve? No, I'm not being funny. Do you remember the first...
Yeah, but I've said this before, it's always, then you get used to how people look, and you don't... No.
I'm gonna pass. You have to play a record.
No, but. No, but I've got used to it.
Shut up.
Let You Down. Gold Rush on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais. Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington. Brilliant.
Rick, so I was in, I don't know whether I should tell you this, because it might rock you to the very core.
Go on.
But I was in an Indian restaurant the other night, and, you've not seen the film, have you seen the film Notting Hill?
I haven't, no.
Right, in the film Notting Hill, have you seen that, Carl?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Do you remember the bit, Julia Roberts plays a movie star, rather like
Julia
Roberts.
She's the most famous, I know.
And she's in a restaurant having dinner with, Hugh Grant, and she overhears some people in the restaurant slagging her off, and saying, she's a slapper, probably all actresses are. And she's sort of stewing on it, and Hugh Grant wants to say something, and she says, no, I won't let you. And then as she's walking out, she goes and says something to them, and of course their faces drop, they can't believe it's her. Anyway, I was in an Indian restaurant the other night, and they were slagging you off, Rick. What they were saying is they were going, Ricky Gervais, the thing about Ricky Gervais is he's just like the character he plays.
Right.
He's just like David Brent in real life. And I was listening in, and I was thinking, well, I want to say something, I want to go over and have a word and say, you know, you're partially right. but I couldn't, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I couldn't, what could I do? I couldn't really go over there and get into a rumble.
I want to say, what do you mean that I'm like him? I use his face and his vocal cords, but I mean, I can't help that.
But it's that thing as well of, I don't know where they've got this information from.
But no.
Because you're not,
it's
so
received,
they're wrong.
Well,
so
it's, yeah, they've received it from somewhere, or they've read it, or something. It's just, but I don't know, I mean, I can't really be annoyed that they're just wrong.
But it was very weird.
It's like being annoyed at a vicar believing in God. I can't get annoyed with him. Mm. I just don't believe.
But because obviously they didn't recognise me, it's rather like, you know, when they talk about that idea that if you could go to your funeral, what would people be saying about you? It's the closest thing you could get to that. You can hear what people are saying about your friends.
But won't you, to get around to the guy, you go, he is, yeah. What do you think of the other fella that's sometimes with him?
Yeah.
That tall fella, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
It's a shame, actually, because, on the occasions I do get recognised from minor appearances, I never get any cool fans. I just get the nerds. I get the real nerdlingers. I don't get, you know, beautiful women coming out.
You're putting them off, though. Putting them off. You've got to take what you can.
Well.
But you'll have nothing.
No, I know, but this girl came up the other day and she said, hey, are you that guy who's involved with The Office? I went, oh, yes, I am. She went, my boyfriend loves you. He's over here. And she pointed him out. I was devastated. I thought, I'm in here.
Yeah.
There was nothing. There was nothing going on. But there was a guy who was in HMV, and he was working with the tea. He'd been working on the tea, and he saw me. He said, would you sign this DVD? I went, oh, no problem. I said, and I was trying to make conversation. I was trying to be frothy. And I said to him, oh, selling well, is it? And he went, it is. Although we've had quite a lot of returns. I said, well, don't tell me that. I don't know that.
What did he mean? That they didn't like
and
it?
I said, what? People have been bringing it back.
No, I think it's glitches.
He said, they've been bringing it back. I said, what was the problem? He said, they didn't really like it.
No!
Yeah, some of them didn't really like it.
But you can give it back if you don't like it.
No, I mean, I don't know whether they gave him the money back, but certainly that's what he dealt with. That's what he'd encountered.
And then he said, we didn't give the money back, they just wanted to drop it off. What, they didn't even want the money back?
Yeah, they just wanted to get rid of it.
they
didn't want it in the house.
Exactly.
I don't want this rubbish in the house.
Oh, but we still get the money for it, do we?
We still get the money. But
brilliant.
Do you know, I talked to that other time. Again, because I'm people don't recognise me, again, I was in a record shop, there was a stack of Office videos, and this guy went by, and I sort of heard them as they went by. He went, oh, Office, yeah, a lot of people like that. I think it's shit, he's mate, when I agree.
Really?
And of course, again, I was like, what could I do? I couldn't say anything. I couldn't pipe up and go, well, that's sort of...
Yeah, I like the fact that you're always hearing these loud vocals.
Yeah.
What's the chance of that? That's brilliant. Everyone's always slagging it off.
But it's partly...
That's it.
Yeah, that's partly it, but also because I keep hanging out by stacks of Office DVDs.
Oh, dear.
Wearing a T-shirt with a picture of you and me on.
Yeah, that'd do it. What we got to play, Carl?
Something Steve wants.
Well, actually, I must dedicate this to someone who's emailed in. I mentioned earlier that I was going to play some of the Roots, and Joe from Peterborough is very excited about that. So, this is not from the current Roots album, sadly, which I've not fully absorbed yet, and therefore don't feel I can make a decision on which track to play, but maybe that'll come
sometime in the future. That's the sort of and thought we put into our... You know, picking music.
Exactly.
I had these cassettes in my bag from last week.
Sure. Anyway, this is from the album Things Fall Apart. It's The Roots featuring Erykah Badu. You've got me. Let's play it. Featuring Erykah Badu, that's The Roots and You Got Me.
Good. I like that one.
Yeah. You've enjoyed that?
Yeah. I love it, yeah. Well, it's coming up to 1:30. And so it's time for Rockbusters. It's a structured show, it's a new leaf. This show in the new year is going to be structured. Set pieces, hitting our marks, do you know what I mean? There'll be time checks, weather checks, grip hold out. If you're driving, careful on that. So do the prizes.
More check for traffic, if it's bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well again, an arbitrary selection of goodies.
What are those politicians doing?
Was that XFM News?
Yeah! Right, what have we got?
So we've got, for those that are a fan of the movie Donnie Darko, which a lot of people rave about this year, a sort of weird teenage movie, then there's a sort of sweatshirt there.
It is actually quite nice.
It's not bad at all. It's medium, so if you're a bit of a bloater, don't bother to apply, unless you've got a friend already. we've also got here a Graham Norton video, Certificate 18. So, please don't phone up don't email in unless you're above the age of 18.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the best of his TV show.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
It's a big stiff video, that, isn't it? It's a big stiff cock of a video.
Thanks very much.
I meant
you meant the bird.
Yeah.
There's also a fairly mediocre British wartime thriller, Enigma, which a lot of people, it was hyped for a while, but it's actually interminable. I've seen it. The first series here of The Kumars at number 42 on DVD. I think that's award-winning, so that's available as well. We've got two CDs, by the look of it. We've got Pulp's Greatest Hits, which I don't think sold very well, and so presumably they are giving that away. And Johnny Cash's current album, American Four, The Man Comes Around, there's some good cover versions there.
Again, another big sell. A big sell. We're really pushing this.
But it's quite kooky. Johnny Cash here does covers of things including Personal Jesus.
Oh, right.
By Depeche Mode. Right, yeah. We've got Bridge Over Troubled Water, his version of that. Desperado. And anyway, it's not bad. That's probably the best treat in that bunch. And,
right.
I'm assuming there's some questions there, Carlo.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
If you're a new listener, the way it works, I give you a cryptic clue and some initials, and it sort of makes up a band.
Yeah.
Makes more sense when you hear it, I reckon.
Not particularly. Well, not really. Although people do get it. I just worry about the state of our listeners. Go on.
Right, so there's three of them. You email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
It's email only. I repeat, it is email only.
We have too lazy to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Here we go then. Number one. There's normally two easy ones and a difficult one.
Sure.
So here we go. Number one. Don't argue with him. He ain't going to change his mind.
Don't argue with him. He ain't going to change his mind.
Yeah, that's AA.
AA.
That's, yeah. So that's the first one.
He's not going to change his mind.
What do you mean, you've got them written out, haven't
you? Yeah, I'm just thinking about what the answer is, so I don't write the answer down.
Don't worry, they get it. Yeah, don't worry.
You can't remember it? You came up with it, there's only three.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird, it's incompetent.
Right, the second one anyway, I hope you get this.
I hope you get this. And tell us the answer.
This is the shambles.
Hang on a minute.
Come on, keep going.
Go on.
He always gets what he wants and doesn't worry about anyone else. He.
You don't know.
You don't know that is.
I'm sure it'll come to me once I see it on email.
What do you mean? Once they get it, you'll agree with them.
I'll know if it's the one I had down as the answer.
This is brilliant. Come imagine on, Jeremy Paxman doing that. Then.
Yeah, University Times.
Is that right? Go on.
Right, so that's
give
that one.
Give us that one again.
He always gets what he wants and doesn't worry about anyone else. P.
But you're confused. I don't understand how you can be confused.
Yeah.
All right, what's the final one?
The third one, I'll have to put that woman in the oven. And that's AB.
All right, quickly give us them again.
Right, so the first one, don't argue with him, he ain't going to change his mind. That's AA. He always gets what he wants and doesn't worry about anyone else. That's P. And I'll have to put that woman in the oven. AB.
All right.
Okay.
Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk.
I'm going to play a classic track now by Neil Young, Alabama.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Neil Young, Alabama. Carl is still confused. He's waiting. He's biting his fingers, waiting for an email to tell him the answer to the clue he made up but can't get. I love that as an experiment. As a that would confuse psychologists, that you come up with something that you can't get. It's brilliant.
Yeah, you came up with the question. You don't know the answer.
And you expect them to, but you can't, and you made it up. Look at your face. That play some adverts. Honestly, Juan, by Billy Corgan's new band there, ex-Smashing Pumpkins, sounds a bit like them, but
yeah.
I like it.
It's alright, not bad.
I like it.
Good to know, Rick, incidentally, that someone's got the right answer, so Carl knows the answer, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Carl. You're a fool. Right.
Well, talking of which, it's a long time since we've had any White Van Carl. For those that don't remember this particular hot feature, we basically ask Carl some of the questions that are asked of a white van driver in the sun. They always have this on Saturday afternoons. Anyway, here's the first one. They're not fascinating, Carl, but I'm just interested on your take, really.
Yeah.
What do you make of Cilla Black quitting Blind Date after her husband sent a message from beyond the grave? You familiar with this one?
I didn't know that. What's that?
She went to see a medium, and supposedly her husband passed on information through the medium, which was incredibly vague, but persuaded her to quit live on air.
Well, So that is about time, isn't it? If even dead people are saying, and that's enough.
Ah, oh,
I'll tell you what, though, talking about ghosts and that, do you know how I'm into them?
Yeah.
Right? How weird do you think this is, right?
Well, it's not true. Before you say it, play a record.
No, go on.
go on.
Right, it's this woman. I don't even know if it's ghost, really, it's just a bit weird.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
There's this woman, yeah. And she's... Well, she's not a woman, she's a kid.
Sure.
Okay.
She's walking down, like, a street in her area. It's a nice day and everything. Everything's normal. She's walking down, and a woman comes up, cycling past, right? The woman on the bike looks at the kid, absolutely terrified, right? Got a really scary face on her.
Yeah.
The kid's thinking, why is she doing that, right? So anyway, she thinks nothing of it, goes, you know, I think she was playing in the park or whatever, goes and has a nice day. About 15 years later...
Oh, right, yeah.
She's, I don't know, I think she's going to work, right, on a bike.
She's riding her own bike?
Riding her own bike. Cycling down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at the kid. That's the thing that happened, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
It's her on the bike looking at her as a kid.
Right. Not another child.
No. So right. It's her. She's seen herself.
Carl. I mean, I don't know where to start.
Firstly, where does this information come from?
But, I mean, why do you ever... I don't know what part of that you think can be true. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. What are you talking about?
bit weird, though, isn't it?
But it's not true.
It didn't happen. Nothing happened like that.
She said it did.
Well,
who? She's wrong.
Who? She said she saw herself.
She saw herself as a kid, didn't she?
Did she carry on riding
and as an adult when she was a kid.
Did she stop and talk to herself, or did she ride on by and think, that's a bit weird, there's me as an 8-year-old. I won't stop, I'll be late for work.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm late again, the boss said he'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh.
And where is this information? Did it happen to someone you know?
No.
You overheard it on the bus?
No, it was in the 14 times.
Ah, right. Well, that's the answer.
Good.
We've
okay.
got to the bottom of that.
Right, good. Brilliant.
Now, what do you make of David Blunkett accusing gangster rappers of making kids believe guns are cool? It's a hot topic there, Carl, and I imagine you've got some strong opinions.
He's saying what?
He is saying, basically, that all this rap music is advocating gun use and violence against people, and he's very worried about it.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Have you thought about going into politics? Because... I'll tell you this, they wouldn't be able to argue with you, really, in the Houses of Parliament. Where would they start?
Yeah. My fellow is an idiot. Yeah.
No, but violence has always been about, hasn't it? Like cowboys and Indians, they didn't have PlayStations and Tupac then, and there was still violence.
What do you mean? In the Wild West?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So you can't really blame it on stuff. It'll always happen. That's, you know, that's the world, isn't it? It's made up of different types and that.
Again, he's right. Again, he's sort of right, in a way, in his innocence, in his buffoonery.
I didn't hear what he said.
He just said there's always been violence, you know what I mean? It's sort
even,
of like,
you know, dinosaurs, look at them. They caused a lot
and
of
and then
trouble.
He went too far and made himself sound like a fool again.
But I'm just saying, it's always happened, it always will.
Yeah.
Don't try and change it.
Yeah. Just chill out is what you're saying.
Do you know what we should do? We should all get on our bike, go and find ourselves when we're little, and go, be careful what you do in life. Oasis, Supersonic, still good,
still
isn't
as
it?
Good as ever.
Still good, on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
You'll be pleased, Rick.
Go on.
Ricky Anderson has emailed him.
Dickers!
Danderson.
Oh,
yeah,
what are you doing, Dindo?
He's probably our biggest fan.
Diddler, you little diddler!
Exactly. He has emailed in, as ever. Ricky, your show fascinates me. How do you maintain such levels of senseless drivel? That's from Randy Anders.
Little diddle donners!
So, thanks again,
Dudley.
Yeah.
Well done. He's, that's great.
Nice
I get a buzz. I was disappointed last week where he didn't... ask him why he's, didn't email
us
last...
He didn't respond last week. No, it's a shame.
Probably
though.
Busy. I don't believe he had something better to do.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so.
I can't believe that of anyone.
No.
When you've got this sort of level.
Exactly.
Intense chat. What have you done this week, Carl?
Well, I've had a few days off, haven't I?
Yeah.
Still... you know, doing stuff for this show and that, but managed to get a few hours in.
Yeah, not really.
Just doing nothing and bought a place. So I was looking at kitchens.
Yeah.
Weighing some of them up and
checking them out.
Checking them out and also ordered a sofa.
Yeah.
Nice sort of comfy sort of leatherish
sofa.
Oh,
a leatherish.
Oh, I don't like leather sofas.
Yeah, but what are you picturing?
A leather sofa.
Yeah, it's squeaky and it's...
No, this isn't like that.
But I want a really old, sinky, denser fabric. I want a sofa that is as comfortable as a bed.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, if it was acceptable, you'd have a bed in your lounge, wouldn't you? If that was allowed, without seeming like you were sort of, like, elderly, or
that would be
just...
good. And I'd have a drip going in, sort of like with nutrients, because you know, I can't be bothered to chew now.
No,
sort of lager with... sort of vitamins.
Vitamins
and then in. And then one going from the knob down to the toilet.
To the lavatory.
And with all the remote controls. And that would be amazing.
To be fair, you're almost there, Rick. I've certainly seen the toilet tubing when I've been around in the park.
My dad's bed, right? My dad would never change his chair when we try and get rid of it because it would just fit to him and it'd just be absolutely dilapidated, right? And
so he had his own chair in the lane.
Yeah, his own chair, right? And then, and his bed, right? When they had separate rooms towards the end, and his bed, right, it had it for years, and it was a big dip. It
really?
Was just like a spoon in the middle, where it was concaved. Where it. And my mum used to just vacuum it out.
Oh!
Well, the little bits of, like, you know, he'd have a fag in bed, or he'd do his roll-ups in bed.
Yeah.
And,
that's intense.
Why do you like that bed? It's curved. He goes, it means I can't fall out. That's the idea. It's like in a hammock. That's great.
That can't have been good for his back.
Well, I don't think it mattered. Towards the end of it. A hammock would be... I really would love a hammock. I think a big bean bag would be good, wouldn't it? With a telly.
A bean bag as big as a bed would be amazing.
Yeah, but this is still the telly thing, because do you... prop yourself up a little bit to watch it. Do you watch it on the side, which is annoying? Do you turn the telly on the side?
I've always wondered about that.
The weird thing is, right, you know, I've mentioned before about certain things that are just right. Like, your hand, five fingers is just enough, right? One more.
The sex tips.
It ruins stuff.
Yeah, well, one less.
One less than you, you know, saying about drying your pots and that, it'd be really slippery and that.
Yeah.
Right? And the weird thing is, right,
I think
bed,
that's what nature had in its mind.
No,
yeah.
My mum and dad, right, they moved to this little house, right, and they had loads of furniture that they collected over the years without chucking out, and they've moved to this small house, so they just had too much furniture, right, and they had this double bed, and that was for, like, you know, when friends come round and that, they can stay there, but the problem was he wanted to sort of put these wardrobes in the bedroom, right?
Right.
That went on either side of the bed.
Sort of wrapped around
because,
the bed.
Yeah, but because the room was so small, he thought, I can sort that out.
Yeah.
Right? And he sawed the bed. He sawed the whole thing, so you've got, like, your mattress, your bed, and everything.
What, he just sliced some off?
Like a big sandwich, just cut the crust off.
But how much is that, would you say?
About 8 inches. But hold on, but that won't work. Because it'll all fall out the side. And then what happened to the springs and all the supports and stuff?
It'll
just collapse.
It didn't all come out and that. I mean, it's not the comfiest bed. but the weird thing is, he did it, and even though it's only like that 8 inches or whatever, it totally ruined it. It's
yeah.
Like,
well, of course it would.
No, but what do you think I mean? I don't mean it ruined it as in it looks a mess.
No, it would have been uncomfortable.
Not even that, though. Just the fact it's that little bit shorter. It's like, God, for two people, this is hard work now. This is like, you haven't got enough room, even though it's only 8 inches.
Why did he build the wardrobes first, without measuring, putting the...
I think he did all that, and then thought, oh, it'll easily fit in there, and it didn't, so he had to sort of saw a bit off the bed. But it's just weird how only 8 inches...
Did he use one of those electric saws?
Yeah.
And there was
amazing.
Just, presumably, there was just kind of
what
sort of material and words just flying everywhere.
What did he do with the legs? Did he have to move the legs in a bit?
He moved the legs. Looking at it, right, once it's got, like, the quilt on it and everything, you wouldn't know. I was like,
sure.
Yeah, that's all right, done a good job.
Yeah.
And I went to bed at night. He's like, you know, sleep well. Got up in the morning after having about 45 minutes sleep and said, something not right with that.
Yeah.
You really are your father's son, aren't you?
I said, it's not right.
And he said, oh, well, I said, what have you done? It doesn't seem the same. And he said, oh, I had to shorten it, sort of thing, you know, to fit in the gap. I said, well, I can't sleep in it. I said, and there was a big kerfuffle. My mum was saying, look, you have our bed then, and we'll sleep in that one.
Mm.
And my dad was like, sod that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ruined. You know, some idiot cut it.
Yeah.
So there was a big debate going on about where we should sleep, and I was saying, look, you know, I only come and see you, like, every couple of, you know, probably once
can
every
I,
6 months.
I'm not being funny, but next time we go home, can I film it?
Mm.
Just for, I mean, Channel 4 or something.
Well, you know, I mean, the Osbournes is not on at the moment. The yeah, Paddingtons. That would be extraordinary.
Oh, can we film it?
That's brilliant.
Is anyone from Channel 5 listening to this show?
Or Bravo?
Yeah.
The Pilkingtons.
Weird, though.
Weird. Play a record?
What do you want to play? Do you want to play, do you fancy playing some of yours?
What, have we got anything?
I don't know, something that was sent in to you, maybe?
Oh, yeah, no, I'll tell you, yeah, I'd like to play this. Yeah, Bronze Age Fox, band from Bristol, my neck of the woods.
Always working,
play the tune,
Kyle,
play the
always
tune.
Working, he's always tune. Working, he's on the ball, he's on the ball, he's on the bobby ball. Coldplay, the scientist, XFM 104.9, I'm with James, with Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, what are you doing?
I wish that's how you spoke.
Right, what are you doing then?
Let's have a quick reprise, if we could, of the Rockbusters clues.
Yeah, Rockbusters, if you've just tuned in, you've missed it this week. If you're three
well, no,
clues.
You haven't. That's why we're giving the clues again.
Yeah, I know, but if they haven't.
Eh?
What?
Say if they've been busy.
Just give the clues again.
First one.
Oh, God.
Don't argue with him, because he isn't going to change his mind. That's AA. Second one, he always gets what he wants and doesn't worry about anyone else. That's P. Yeah. And the third and final one, I might have to put that woman in the oven. AB.
Interesting.
Are we telling him or still?
No. People have still got a chance to win those extraordinary prizes. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
We've still got features to come, though, Steve. It's incredible. We've still got Ritual. Remember last time? People in India, it's good to have a flathead.
Yeah.
We've got Dominedum. Mm. I've got That's Ridiculous.
That's a great game.
What should we do next? What should we do next?
It's too much.
We get Dominedum out of the way.
Get Dominedum out of the way.
Yeah, just...
Let's explain it again.
If you're new, I'm sort of on a bit of a mission to find out, you know, we've got a lot of animals and insects in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
Do we need them all?
It still amuses me.
So we've found out we've got to keep jellyfish. We've done octopus. Just said we've got to keep them. This week, snails.
Do we need them?
Just doing some research, right? I'm sort of working my way through different creatures and insects and stuff that's on the planet.
Yeah.
Right? And finding out if we need them or not. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know much about snails?
Sea snails?
Well, yeah.
So snails in general. I don't know much about snails, land snails. I know a bit about sea snails, like whelks, top shells, that sort of thing.
Would you say they're important?
What sort of sense do you mean by important?
Say if we had to sort of get rid of some animals and insects and that, because we're running out of room.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'll tell you what I know about some snails. I don't know if this applies to sea snails as well. I mean, I called you today because a lot of other places are shut.
Yeah.
Right? So, I know they like to eat stamps, apparently. The glue on stamps. They love it. Right?
Right.
Apparently a lot of letters and stuff aren't getting to where they're meant to be getting because snails are crawling into letterboxes and eating stamps. That obviously doesn't apply to the sea ones, but that's a problem they're causing.
Alright.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Well, bet you're glad you answered the phone today. Right. They love beer.
Beer, yeah. Who doesn't?
And also, I don't know if this is right, but I heard that they sleep for 13 years, or can do.
Right. I wouldn't know if they can sleep for 13 years or not, but I mean, sea snails are pretty important. Yeah, they do quite a good job in the sea. They graze on algae, and they provide food for other animals. I mean, you can say that about any fish, you know, or any animal. Why do they exist?
Would you be upset if, you know, someone said we're getting rid of them?
Oh yeah.
You would be.
They're an animal. You know, I wouldn't.
Forget being like favouritism and all that I get for them, right? There'll be other things knocking around you can sort of spend your time looking after. You'll still have a job. Don't be worrying about that. Because I'm not going to get rid of all the fish. Jellyfish need looking after, so you're safe.
Yeah.
But do we need them?
come on, there's loads of people saying, come on, we've got to move on through the animals, and you're holding them up saying, well, I want to keep them.
Well, who's saying we need to... That just sounds a bit crazy to me.
Just imagine. Do you know what I mean? And they would come to you because you're working in an aquarium, so they'd be asking for your advice.
Right.
And you're slowing it down.
Well, they asked for my advice, and I'm giving it to them, so, you know, that's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, but snails, you know, I mean, like I say, they drink beer and that, you know. What do they do apart from some food for a whelk?
They were around, their descendants were around a lot longer than we have been.
Yeah, they've been around a long time, but what's they done?
Well, they survived that long, so they must be doing something pretty good.
Well, apparently they sleep for 13 years, so really, even though they've been around for ages...
I think that sounds a bit... I don't think they sleep for 13 years.
Not all of them, just the tired ones. So, snails, do we need them?
Well, yeah, I just think they've got a... This is, you know, it's not for us to say, do we need them or not, we can't.
So you think we should keep them?
Yeah, definitely.
Carl, I'm proud of you.
He was getting really quite annoyed.
I know. What did he think he was doing? What? I don't know what you tell these people. I mean, you don't get their permission to play this out, do you?
The thing is, right, I sort of told him what it was about, but we won't say who he is or where he works, because it doesn't matter. I just needed to speak to someone who knows.
I know the fact that you were trying to get an answer out of him by suggesting that he would be safe, because he could look after jellyfish if he gave the okay to destroy snails.
He was getting livid, you could tell.
Oh, God. Brilliant. So he's been around a long time, but what have they done? That was great, Carl. Play a record. Well done.
Bit of Amy Man.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this song, Red Vines. It's brilliant. I love that. Amy Man, Red Vines. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
You mentioned earlier when we had our regular email from Dickie Anderson.
Yeah.
Randers, as I call him.
Dandy Sam.
Yeah. You mentioned it because we didn't get anything from him last week.
We didn't get anything from him last week.
Anyway, he's obviously listening, Rich, because he's emailed in to explain his absence. Dear Ricky, sorry for not tuning in last week, only I was in HMV returning the 14 copies of The Office I got for Christmas. That's from Randers. So he's explained himself.
Oh, dear.
He's excused himself.
Oh, Anders, we should get him on one day.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Carl. That's ridiculous. Three amazing scientific facts, one of which is spurious. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, one. Girls can't throw because the part of their brain that allow men to throw properly in a girl is used up in emotion. Two. Gravity isn't instantaneous, it works at the speed of light. The force of gravity. Three, statistically, you're more likely to be trampled by a donkey than dying in a plane crash.
No, even though the last one sounds daft, I think I've read that. About the donkey thing.
Okay.
So, girls... What's the first one?
Girls can't throw properly because the part of the brain that allow men to throw is used up in emotion in a woman.
Yeah.
Gravity isn't instantaneous. It works at the speed of light. So when you drop something, the force kicks in at the speed of light.
What do you reckon, Steve?
Well, it's not for me to say.
Is this a trick one where none of them are ridiculous?
One of those three is not true.
Right, well, it's definitely not the donkey, right? So... I reckon the girl one, throwing stuff.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well done. Well done indeed.
Yeah.
Very well done indeed.
That's two out of two he's got so far.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll teach you some stuff now. Right.
I've always been fascinated by the donkey fact, because it is an extraordinary fact that more people are killed apparently by donkeys.
Yeah.
Than they are by airplane crashes.
Well, I suppose in countries where they're used, and, you know, used a lot, that, you know... They go a bit mad and squash her.
But my concern is that when you go on a plane, there's so many checks. I mean, it takes them 40 minutes to go through all the checks, the air pressure, the cabin pressure, the fuel, checking the flights, the takeoff, all the rest of it. our checks for donkeys.
Nothing.
Did someone close the gate? I think so.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
it. That's our donkey checks.
Is he annoyed or not? Yeah. You're not working him too hard, are you? Yeah, yeah. He's got his arm. Is there two holes for the ears? Yes.
Well, I think that's what's happening. I don't think it's accident. I think they're picking us off. I think they're yeah. so annoyed that a nickname for them is Ass.
Yeah.
And they've got to wear the little hat. You know, they've got to ride kids. You know, give kids rides on the beach. And that. I think they're just sort of annoyed.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sort of just picking us off one by one.
Yeah.
Teaching us a lesson.
If we had the same stringent checks
exactly.
on donkeys as we do on international flights, maybe
exactly.
there'd be a little less there.
Exactly. Wise words.
Cheers.
Wise, if slightly incoherent words.
Go on, Carl.
Got that right. acid. I would sort you out with some science.
Brilliant. I forgot the puns in mind, didn't I? I forgot the puns.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right, so, yeah, you asked to sort of be taught some science and that last week after being taught about war. So,
yeah.
Did some research. And, there's a few things. I think we'll just cover one of them now.
Go on.
We've talked a lot about hairy kids.
We have discussed that a lot.
I love the fact that Simon Sharma has never started a programme like that. The Jacobites. We've talked a lot about hairy kids. Go on.
It's a little bit, I mean, it's not your traditional science stuff, but sure. it's still interesting and it's a little bit, you know, it's still
Yeah, we've talked about
science.
Hairy kids. We have disproportionately, honestly.
Yeah.
I think this show's talked about hairy kids more than any other radio
yeah.
show.
Well, it's one that...
Sorry, I noticed both of you there dropped the H, or the H, or however it's
I had to.
So,
airy
kids,
yeah.
hairy.
Yeah.
Hairy children, not
yeah.
Sort of airy, kind of light-headed or...
Yeah.
Well, there was the case of the one who lived in China.
Yeah.
And,
which was weird for two reasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, go on.
One was, like, he was covered in hair.
That's already weird.
And yeah. the doctor sort of checked him over and said, well, yeah, he is hairy, but he's quite healthy, apart from he had a little bit of eczema and a boil. that's
yeah.
that was the main bit of the story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But this one, right, we have sort of talked about it, and you weren't having any of it at the time.
What?
This next bit of science I'm telling you about.
Go on, then.
Right. Remember when I told you about a lad? He was living at home with his mum and dad, right? Everything's, you know, normal life, go out of school, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then I think his mum and dad had an argument, and it kicked off a bit, and he thought, I'm sick of this. It's happening all the time now. They kept having arguments. So the kid ran off into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Right?
God.
Now, he left, he went and ran in the woods, and he ended up living with some monkeys.
Right.
Right? And he thought, this isn't a bad life, you know, there's no arguments going on.
Sure.
He was getting on with them. And the weird thing
is... He loved
bananas. This is where the science bit comes in.
Oh. Sure.
He grew a load of hair on his body.
That's not true. It's not true.
It is true.
It's an acquired characteristic.
I bet someone will back me up on this.
But no, you can't grow hair like that. You might get a little bit more down here. The erectile tissue might, you know, they won't fall out as much. That we, you know, but you don't actually grow a big mane if you're cold and you're a human.
Well, he did. This lad did. I know it sounds a bit strange in that, but he was living with the monkeys. And because it was cold, his body reacted
listen,
to it.
Listen, he was no hairier than he would have been if he was walking around naked on a cold day, with or without living with monkeys.
The fact that he was living with monkeys makes no difference.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get, you know, picture it in your head what it's like.
Although Mickey Dolenz was always pretty hairy.
Right? So, he was living with them, and he went into town or something one day.
Oh, yeah.
To get some food. And... the people there were like, hang on a minute, that isn't a monkey.
Mm. He went in naked?
No, he was there covered in hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but naked, but covered in hair, so it was decent, it was...
Yeah, but they that was a weird thing, they thought it was a monkey in the shop. And
so
went,
presumably he had a big long beard as well, because he couldn't shave, could he?
No, he just covered, he looked like a monkey.
And they were happy to serve the monkey, were they? There's the monkey,
he's
buying a newspaper and some milk.
How did he walk, Carl? Did he walk upright or whistling along?
The picture that I saw on the internet, he was on all fours, but I don't know if that's when he was running away after they'd sort of, you know, realised he was a kid. But this was a picture.
So he was a kid as well? He wasn't even like an adult with the beard?
No, he was a kid.
Brilliant. The beard kicked in a little bit earlier.
So the people caught him.
You're an idiot.
The people caught him,
yeah.
Shaved him, right? Got it all off, didn't grow back again.
Right.
You're an idiot. Well, like I say, people will have heard this story or read about it.
You're an idiot.
And they'll email in, they don't let me down.
And they'll agree that you're an idiot.
No, they'll have seen the story.
You're an idiot.
So that's a little bit of science.
You're an idiot.
Did you see the stylish kids in the riot?
Libertines, Time for Heroes, and XFM 104.9. Right, okay, so have you got anything that is science, as opposed to nonsense?
Well,
Kid went off with some monkeys, grew hair, yeah. Came back, shaved him, it didn't grow back. I mean, just think. Right, something else.
There's a few things I found.
Yeah.
There was a fella.
Oh, God.
Who had hiccups for 69 years. That was a bit annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the dog with the wig that we've discussed.
Imagine if you just tuned in.
Yeah.
There's the dog with the wig that we've already discussed.
Did we discuss that?
Not really.
Did I not tell you what he said? I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else have we got? Well, there's something here that you sort of know.
Is this going out live?
Yeah, this is happening. Right,
go on.
But remember when you talked about, sponges.
Yeah.
If you get a red sponge and a blue sponge.
You liquidise them, pour them back into a tank. After a few hours, that they know which was which, and they reform as a red sponge and a blue sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird when you told me.
Yeah.
Looked it up, did a bit of research.
Yeah.
Thought that's sort of science-y.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing with a mouse's brain.
Okay. Explain a bit more.
No, you can't.
If you get a dead mouse.
Yeah.
Put its brain into a blender, you know, blend it up, leave it standing for a bit.
Making that up, aren't you? You're confusing this, you watch Nigella Lawson make some sort of pudding.
No.
What do you mean? It won't work with a brain?
Well, it does with a, I mean, not human brain, don't be trying that.
Although.
But, no, a mouse one. A mouse one.
And what happens?
It sort of reforms, goes back together again. No, it's, you know. Because apparently it's made up of the same stuff as...
But it doesn't, does it? Because if it's dead, if it's a dead brain, the cells can't act anyway. The fact of the sponge is that it doesn't kill the cells. It liquidises them, it doesn't kill the cells.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be a dead brain anyway. It would have to be a live brain taken out from a live mouse for the cells to be getting oxygen and working and being sensitive to each other. And that, I don't see how that could work like it does in sponges.
I mean, I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
You're not a scientist.
I've just sort of read it.
Yeah.
Going, oh, that's interesting. I'll tell Ricky and Steve about it.
Yeah.
You're quizzing me as if I have come up with it.
No.
If someone else has done it and said it works.
Mm. Sure.
So I'm not.
Do you think ghosts are behind it, or do you think there's a scientific explanation for it?
No, it's just one of them weird things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what you sort of science covered for this week.
Well, that was another barnstorming feature.
Is that it? Is that the two things you got this week?
Thanks very much for that.
Well, that, I mean, is...
There's nothing behind them, do you know what I mean by this? There's not like a weight of intellect behind these facts.
Why don't you make that your science project for this week? Find a dead mouse somewhere, Carl, and a blender. And we'll bring that in next week, we'll do it live on air and see what happens.
Oh.
Well.
Do you feel sort of let down a little bit sometimes with our reactions?
Well, what are you expecting us to do? What, are you expecting us to just, like, look at you, open-mouthed, staring at you in awe?
Just like, oh, God, yeah, where did you find that out? And like,
yeah, but
we know.
Tell us.
We know where you found it out. You looked on the internet and a strange homemade website by a maniac somewhere who puts on stupid things that he heard through Chinese whispers. That's where you get your information from. I doubt that anything you've ever come up with is verified. If it is, it's luck.
But what do you expect me to... do for you, do you know what I mean? I'm just...
You know, I'd like to know what the source of the information is. I'd like it to be, you know, a research study by the University of Columbia, rather than, you know, a guy who calls himself Mr. Pickles. On a website somewhere. www.lunatics.com.
I mean, oh, God.
Something, some kind of evidence, do you know what I mean?
I must warn you now, you know that Steven Spielberg thing's coming, Taken? Yeah? About alien abduction. When you watch it, just remember this, it's not a documentary. Okay?
Alright.
Alright?
You remember our E.T.? We were discussing that earlier. You know that's not fact. Factual fact.
Brilliant. Black Star Radiohead from the Bends on XFM 104.9.
Rick, John has emailed in. Yes. It looks here like he's maybe trawled the web himself. I mean, I don't know if people just immediately leap onto the web every time Carl says something in his defence.
I think our listeners are always on the web.
Yeah. Anyway, he seems like he's reprinted here a news story, which seems to confirm Carl's monkey boy story.
Yeah, what is the news
story?
Doctors
baffled by boy 6 covered in ape-like hair. Doctors in Kazakhstan are baffled after finding a 6-year-old boy covered in ape-like hair.
Yeah.
The boy, called Ablay, was found in a remote mountain village close to the Chinese border. He's covered in thick hair from head to toe and has an oval-shaped skull. Doctors suspect nuclear radiation or a genetic disorder may be responsible.
Fine.
But it's an interesting bit.
But, sorry, it's not that you could have genetic defects. I've seen lots of people born with long noses, 5 feet, etc. I'm saying that he wasn't normal. he wasn't normal and then went to live with monkeys and grew the hair.
Well,
that's my
true.
Point.
But it says his mother and father are distant relatives. Such marriages are common in the Kazakhstan mountain hamlets. Now, the village elders were consulted as to what to do with him, right? Now, these are the village elders. These are the wise men of the village. These are the people, presumably, that all year long are telling the village how to live, how to survive.
Yeah, you're in charge because you've lived longest.
Yeah, exactly. You're presumably solving any kind of moral conundrums,
yeah.
Any sort of awkward things. Do you know what they suggested that they do with their hairy son?
Go on.
Send him to the circus.
The cow's nodding.
Put him in the circus. That was what they suggested, and the mother actually wanted him to go to school.
Instead of is that I don't know, school or circus, I don't know. We don't know what's better for him.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
We must consult the elders.
What do you think, Carl?
It's not a bad life, is it?
What, the circus?
Yeah.
Well, you ran away from it.
Yeah.
Love it. But remember that thing that I saw about that fella who, I don't necessarily talk about it, really. It's a bit...
Go on. Tell us now. You've hooked me. Come on. You can say it. It's okay. What, are you worried that it might be insulting to someone?
Well, it's not nice, but...
Well, you're not taking the mickey out of it, you're telling us... Go on.
It was in that book again that you got me, you know, the book full of weird people.
Go on.
And things that are wrong with them, and airy people, and...
Yeah.
Like, with three legs and that. There's a fella. Basically just a head and a little body on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Right? Picture of him having a shave. And he was shaving with his mouth bit, like that.
With his tongue.
Like that on the radio.
Yeah.
Carl with no impression of a man shaving with his mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's just a head, bear in mind. He's doing an impression. Imagine a head with a very tiny body on a skateboard shaving with its tongue. That's what Carl was doing.
And he was depressed because he kept getting hats for Christmas.
but if you were him, you would just grow a beard, wouldn't you, rather than...
Oh,
what? Well, rather than go through all
but
that hassle.
But you'd get it caught in the wheels of his skateboard.
True.
Clash, Rock the Casbah on XFM 104.9. Nearly it, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Plumpton.
So the answers to this week's Rockbusters.
Yeah.
Can you give us the clues again and the answers?
Yeah. The first one was, don't argue with him, he ain't going to change his mind. The initials there were AA. That's adamant. Adamant.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. That's a
good one. Second one, he always gets what he wants and doesn't worry about anyone else. That was P. That was Pixies.
Right. Picks his, it kind of works, yeah.
And the third one...
I'll let you have that one.
I'll have to put that woman in an oven. That was AB, that was Anita Baker.
Anita Baker.
It's good.
Anita Baker.
Anita
yeah,
Baker.
I'll let you have all three today.
So,
you've done well.
So, do you want to pick a winner, Steve?
Well done to Mark Ledder from Bow. He wins those fairly mediocre prizes. Enjoy
them. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, well, we've had a few laughs.
A few tears, a few scientific breakthroughs.
Exactly.
Got to get a picture of Carl somewhere in the national press, just his little round head there.
I had an email here. Carl is trying to distract attention from the fact that he is a monkey raised among humans and horses and has failed to develop hair.
It's. I can just imagine him being the second cleverest in a troop of monkeys. You know what I mean?
The second cleverest.
You know what I mean? So,
picking fleas out there.
Oh, look at his little face. I'll tell you what, Pete, I'm gonna get a picture of you. Just put it in the radio section of Pete. Just, this is what Carl looks like.
Oh, another email. Someone said, when the monkey boy went to the shops, he was naked. Where did he keep his money?
Good point, didn't happen then.
Right.
Oh.
So that's that. We didn't even do all
what do you mean?
We didn't get round to ritual.
Oh, come on, give us Ritual.
We have quickly.
No,
we have got time, just do it. Why haven't we got time? It's 10-2.
Right, well, we've got a long track to finish on.
Well, just do it.
Do it! Are you familiar with a place called,
go on.
Easter Island.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what they do out there?
Eat eggs. I don't know.
Well,
go
that's
on.
Close.
Go on.
Right. What they do, right, there's a load of people living on an island.
Yeah. Easter Island.
And to find out who's going to be running the place,
they don't hold elections, do they?
They have these. Well, they have these birds that lay like expensive eggs on an island.
Expensive eggs. They lay expensive eggs.
Faberge eggs.
Yeah. Go on.
On this island.
Yeah. Easter
once
Island.
A year, once a year. No, off it, like about 2 miles out. Right?
Oh yeah.
And
Whitson Island.
And the sea.
Yeah.
The sea.
Shrew Tuesday.
Yeah. Tell us. Right, finish
next
it now.
You
week.
Don't you dare. I'll
see you later.
Joey Mitchell.
You've.
Blue Motel Room from the Isle of Nigeria. It's a song for later this week. Thanks for listening. Next week we'll be Easter Island.